This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We told you yesterday about products, brand names, really, that have become just plain everyday words. Kleenex, Xerox, aspirin, you get the gist. Here is another one that'll help get us into this next story. Google, as in go Google it if you really want to know. But there are, hard as it may be to believe, other online ways of finding things out. Venture capitalists are pouring money into sites and apps that take different approaches to answering your questions. But first, they have to convince you to stop Googling, Sam Harnett reports.
Oh, come on, don't lie now. We've all had this question before.
What causes hiccups?
Karthik Ramakrishnan is the COO of Ask.com. You know, the old Ask Jeeves, a search engine where you could have looked up what causes hiccups. We'll get to that answer in a minute, but this is the kind of question Ask.com is now trying to answer.
We're the granddaddy of going and asking the world to answer these questions.
He says everyone knows Google won the search game a long time ago. So Ask.com is trying to fill a niche as a question and answer site. It isn't alone. Social networks, search engines, and new apps are all trying to answer your questions. Still, if you had a question, why wouldn't you just Google it?
There is not one way in which you can actually come up with answers to people's questions.
For instance, with Google, you can't use your phone to pose a question with a picture. You also can't ask for responses from experts or your friends. Venture capitalists think these new approaches can make some money. Take Quora. It's kind of like a social network where users can post questions and answers. It recently got $80 million of investment. All its content comes for free from writers like Alan Ahmet.
I can't stand seeing an answer or someone needing an answer that I have and not responding.
Quora currently has no revenue stream, and if the social network falls apart, so does the site. Why would a venture capitalist take this risk?
We think about it as, is there a fundamental behavior that is happening in the product that somebody will pay for?
Josh Ellman is a VC at Greylock Partners. It invested in Jelly. It's a mobile app that allows people to take a picture and use it to ask a question. Imagine, Ellman says, someone has an emergency with a leaky pipe. They snap a picture of it and ask what's wrong. A nearby plumber replies with a solution. That, Ellman says, could generate revenue.
I think that there's just so many questions that aren't just easily answered with a 3 or 4 word search, because the answer isn't always on a website. It might be in somebody's head.
Quora and Jelly are taking two different approaches to answering questions. Ramakrishnan from Ask.com says that's the key to the business, understanding what users are really asking for.
Our angle on this is let's also do a better job at helping the user craft and formulate what those questions themselves might be.
Ask.com throws a wide net for answers. They give search results, peer-written responses, even content they pay to produce. But not everyone is pleased. Computer scientist Jerry Feldman is a harsh critic.
The notion that either an automated system or some social networking system will be a reliable source of information about everything you want to know is very unlikely.
Okay, but even if we don't have perfect answers, there's some money to be made here. Oh, by the way, Ask.com can tell you what causes hiccups. A lot of things. Carbonated beverages, an irritated diaphragm, alcohol. As for why we get them, well, some things we still don't have a good answer for. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.